Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass with all of you today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those who are unable to attend Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what the Lord did for my soul. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Today we celebrate the visitation of Our Lady to Elizabeth. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your Son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth, grant us, we pray, that faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name among the nations, make known his deeds, proclaim how exalted is his name. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. To the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. As we celebrate today's feast, the Visitation, I think it's important for us to kind of think of the timeline liturgically that we're celebrating. So, for example, March 25th is the Feast of the Annunciation, that moment when the angel comes to Mary and announces to her the great news that she was going to conceive the Son of God in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, was also with child, and this was the 6th month for her who was called barren. That's March 25th. Today we have May 31st. So April, May, 2 months later, we have the Feast of the Visitation. And next month, we'll have the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. So this is the little timeline that we have. One of the things that struck me the other day, I've been reading a spiritual classic called The Mystical City of God. I've been doing so every day as a little podcast in a year. And over the past few weeks previous that I was reading, it was The Visitation. And I had a little realization as I made my way through the different chapters pertaining to Mary's visit to Elizabeth. And the realization was this, that what we pray in the mystery of the second joyful mystery, the Visitation, that we probably simply just pray what we heard today in our gospel. We pray about these initial events, but that there's much more to the Visitation, actually. It's not just Mary going to the home of Elizabeth and Elizabeth greeting her, "Most blessed are you among women," the infant leaping in her womb, and Mary proclaiming her Magnificat. That's one moment of the visitation, but the visitation is the totality of her time that she spends with Mary, that Mary spends with Elizabeth. It begins, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste. So that's really the beginning of the visitation. What happens as Mary traverses along the way to make it to the home of Zechariah and Elizabeth? Does St. Joseph go with her? Maria of Agreda in the Mystical City of God says that Mary was able to obtain some healings and miracles for some people along the way. So what happens as Mary goes about carrying Christ in her womb? Then you have what we heard today, the initial greeting of Elizabeth to Mary. But it's also what happens as Mary remains for 3 months. It's the conversations that Elizabeth and Mary have, that they talk about things, they talk about whatever it is, especially two women who are pregnant, talking about the progression of their pregnancy and how God has done amazing things. It's what happens when Mary maybe goes and prays and Elizabeth, standing afar off, looks and sees how Mary is praying and what that spiritual life looks for Our Lady. It is the nativity of St. John the Baptist, that Zechariah, who was mute, writes, John is his name, and he begins to speak. That's a part of the visitation. That's Mary visiting Elizabeth and Zechariah, her seeing these events as they unfold. There is a lot more to the visitation when we pray that mystery than maybe what we're accustomed to doing. So we can allow our imagination to help us to maybe imagine what that journey there or that journey home was like. We can imagine the conversations that Our Lady had with Saint Elizabeth. We can begin to picture these things and allow them to become alive in our own prayerful meditation, the Rosary. Mary remained with Elizabeth for 3 months. And those 3 months are the visitation when she returned home. They're those 3 months that now we can reflect and pray about. Let us now turn to the Lord, asking him to hear our prayer. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for all bishops and priests, that they will be strengthened and renewed in their service to Christ and his church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear my prayer.
That the Blessed Mother, who brought Christ to Elizabeth and John the Baptist through her visitation, may be seen by the world as an intercessor for bringing all people to her Son, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all expectant mothers, that they will realize the precious gift within them, bringing a greater respect for life to this world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, and especially for the repose of the soul of Monsignor Roy Clister, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop Jaime Soto of Sacramento and Bishop Daniel Muggenberg of Reno on their Episcopal anniversaries, in thanksgiving for their service to the Church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, hear our prayers as you heard the song of praise of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose soul proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. Open our eyes that we might see you at work in our life, that we too might give you thanks and praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, with praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the law of his holy church.
May our offering of this saving sacrifice be acceptable to your majesty, O Lord, as you were pleased to accept the charity of the most blessed mother of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with saints Zechariah and Elizabeth, with St. John the Baptist, and with all the saints, and whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with you,
sir. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May your church proclaim your greatness, O God, for you have done great things for your faithful, and as St. John the Baptist leapt with joy when he first sensed the hidden presence of Christ, so may your church rejoice to receive in this sacrament the same ever-living Lord who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, stay tuned for Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.